now.
11 hour and I.
Now the lights dim low, soon we'll start the show.
Here comes L.F. Edward.
Say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go.
Here, with James McCartney, I believe. I think this is on the McCartney. What is it on? I actually got some music this week. Got nothing else, but I got music. My green screen is acting funny, and it's not this. There's nothing going on with the computer. It's actually the physical screen. I just, for some reason, I just can't get it to do what it was doing formerly with the same amount of light. So it looks a little screwed. But the good news is I have my cat. I got the chair with my cat, and there would be a live kitty during the course of this broadcast. For those of you interested in such matters, there he is. There, he's biting me. Yeah, he doesn't want to be bothered. He'll be giving us the nap report later on, right, buddy? Yeah. And I can't turn his face to the camera, or he'll run away because it's just like that. You know, I guess he wants his manager to be involved, and apparently I'm not his manager. I'm just the daddy. I'm not the manager. So that was The Cure. I think that was off of some sort of memorial album, although he's not dead, so I don't know what you would call it. A tribute album, yeah. I thought it was kind of interesting. I don't know exactly what James McCartney would be doing, considering he's probably 10,000 years old. Spatsy's pretty close to 10,000, actually. He's 10 in human years. He's taking a bath. He's 10 in human years. So I don't know. He's like 65, 70, something like that. He's old enough to cat Social Security, whatever that might be. He may leave at some point during the show. I'm not sure. He does that. So I don't have there's something going on. I figured out, I'm looking at this thing, and the only time I play with the board is like 5 minutes before I go live. It's just the way it is, you know, because this room is generally occupied. I think there's something going on with the, well, just the left, right here works good, but I think on that audio channel, oh, he's leaving. Well, he's on the floor anyway. With the audio channel that I'm bringing the audio in on, I think there might be something strange going on. So do I have to let this cat out? Yeah. Okay. Apparently my cat's not even staying with me. We made a deal. I told you I'd give you a can of tuna, and he wants to leave. So hang on. All right, leave. Get out. Nobody likes you. Go. Darken my doorway no more. All right. We got rid of the cat. Excellent. Now we can get down to business. And this part of the screen still looks like. So, I just got tired doing that. Can you imagine? Hang on for a second. I'm not well. I'm not doing well. Something's not right. But, more importantly, something's up with the board. So I'm going to have to trace that, audio channel back to, there's a lot of processing going on here. And I have to figure out, where it's coming from. Because, if I go in one direction, if I leave it in the middle, I kind of get something that seems like stereo. But I don't listen to my own shows that much anymore, so I don't know if they're in stereo, which is kind of sad. I just record them and leave. I used to play them back, and now I just don't care. But coming into the new year, I guess maybe I should care a little bit more. So, and I'm having this conversation out in the open about something going on with my audio, so I'm not going to rip the system apart, but I am going to figure out what the heck is going on here. One of these days I'll do like a little behind the scenes so you can see what the deal is with the audio, with the stack and what everything does. It's all pointless if it's not working right. See, this isn't, those, I'm just looking to see if it's anything obvious, and I don't think it is, you know. And the audio is not distorted or nothing. I just think the channels may be the channels may be switched, or one of the channels, most likely the right. Oh, no, most likely the left. The right, because everything goes through mono if there's no left. Or if there's no right, everything goes through mono to the left. All the information is summed. there's a little educational thing for the day, if you know that or not. And the other news is I'm only doing an hour tonight, and I'm doing an hour with like 15 minutes worth of music, so it's just tough noogies. So it's only 45 minutes of me, which is fine because I ain't got nothing. In a long-standing tradition, I got nothing. This is the empty chair that my cat was sleeping in. He sleeps. This was actually bought, and she didn't like it, and we leave it here. And that's usually where I sit in the morning, but the cat will come in here and spend hours in that chair because he likes to feel involved with whatever's going on. And you can't blame him, you know. it's they're waiting not for nothing. You know, there's so many pets all over America waiting for their people to leave the house, like waiting for the humans. Go somewhere. Just leave me alone. Go away. They're tired of being petted. Go away. Go away. There is such a thing. I don't know about dogs, but I know cats are kind of like... My cats are used to it because I'm home all the time, you know. But lots of people's cats out there are going, oh, boy, when is this going to end? So let me see if I can get some news up. See, we'll just go for the standard. So the one thing, the huge thing that I was interested in is probably in the mainstream anyway. I haven't looked at my Twitter today. See, my tablet was dead, and I didn't think to charge it. I was doing other stuff, so I didn't think to charge the tablet. So that being the case, I don't have anything that I would have put on my tablet anyway, which is normally when I get my news from. I was interested in this story. Well, this was interesting with McConnell's place being Senator Mitch McConnell's place being vandalized and on the door. I want my money. And you have to do it in Christopher fashion, I suppose, which is really funny. Those of you who are with Soprano fans will appreciate this. Where's the story? The lovely lady. No, not that story. I don't want to see COVID for you following U.S. Let's see. Maybe that'll change because I'm on Google News. Virginia Walmart shopping suspect shoots three, steals pickup truck before capture. Well, GOP votes. Okay, this is it. I guess this is as close as I'm going to get. Yeah, okay. So it might list the wow, this is really bright. You know, you never know what you get when you click on stuff. I use Android like 99.9% of the time, so I pretty much know how things are going to be formatted one way or another, you know, with the mobile stuff. But with the full going here, I'm over here on Business Insider. I don't know if I want to be on Business Insider. Well, I don't know if I've mentioned it or not, but my name is L.F. Midwood, and you're listening to the Midwood Files. He says 10 minutes in. Let me see. Nashville bombing, I'm not that interested in at the moment. That's going to disappear real fast, you're going to see. I haven't exactly figured out why that bombing took place, but you're going to see it disappear like real quick. It's going to be like the Vegas shooter because there's something hinky going on, and they don't want us to know about it. And that's so I may look more into it if it represents itself somewhere. Pelosi, I'm still looking at this. Small plane crash, not good. Nearly doesn't. Ah, here it is. Where is this? STL today. All right, you got to take what you can get. So at least, and this is from the article. I feel a little out. All right, I'm back. Happy New Year to all those. This is the first Midwood Files of the new year. It's a meager effort. It wasn't meant to be big. I don't know. And just on this note, before it's all stream of consciousness with me, so you got to pay attention, take notes. Tickets generally work. I know I was talking about doing 2 hours coming back into the new year, and I've decided what I'm going to do at least initially is I'm coming back. Under normal circumstances, not tonight. Tonight is not an example. But under normal circumstances, I want to do 90 minutes, and 90 minutes with one set of music. So that's 15, give or take ish. So you'll still be getting me for an hour and change, because I'm the reason you come here. If I'm not the reason you come here, you better leave. It's literally, you know, there's really no other reason. You know, you can listen to this music anyway. You can hear somebody play with the reverb anywhere. Anywhere. You know, there's multiple places, you know, and you can listen to the music in multiple places. So it's obviously my commentary on whatever I happen to feel to commentary-ize on. Just made a word. Normal second instance, meaning next week, we'll be back up to 90 minutes with one set of music. Tonight, unfortunately, we're doing 60 minutes with one set of music. So it'll be like 45 and change. Maybe a little bit less than that because I've already started yammering. I was ill-prepared news-wise, and my personal life is really at a null at this point in time. There's really nothing exciting going on. New Year's we spent very quietly. It's also the producer's birthday, as many of you know. So we spent very quietly. We had a nice steak dinner. We had ribeyes instead of strip loins because the ribeyes looked really good. When I go look at the price of steaks, I don't eat steak a lot, but I enjoy it when I do, you know, just sear it off and give it to me. I'm in that somewhere below medium rare, somewhere between rare and medium rare is where I'm at these days. So, you got to run to the fat though, you know? And, so I go look in a meat case over there at BJ's. I paid like $40 for three strip loins that were like, what the three of them together were just over 3 pounds, so like $40. I'm like, oh my God. I guess I should buy steak more often, and I wouldn't be surprised, but I was somewhat shocked. So we did the steak. We did the cream spinach, you know, with the shallots and the cream, real good stuff, yummy, yummy, yummy. And baked potatoes with butter and sour cream, of course, and salt and pepper. And we wanted to get a cake, you know, because she cooks her own dinner because, quite frankly, she cooks steaks better than I do. I think I've had this conversation very many times. And it's a spiral because the more she cooks the steaks, the less I cook the steaks, which means that I'm not going to get better at cooking steaks and she's going to stay better at cooking steaks, which is fine. I can live with that. She has to be able to cook something better than me, otherwise she's just not going to be able to make it through this life. You know, so that being said, she cooks the steaks. And this, you know, the spinach is nothing, and the baked potatoes obviously take, like, very little work. So she usually does some sort of cake for herself. You know, she decides what she wants to do. And I think, I don't remember what we did last year, but we've always talked about getting a Carvel ice cream cake, you know, because a lot of the BJ's carries them, and I think Walmart and a couple other places carry them. I think even Stop and Shop carries them. Our freezer isn't big enough. You know, I lament the size of my freezer. I have freezer envy for people out there who have full-size freezers. I come up short in the freezer category. I will be calling, or I will be getting in touch with 4Hymns / freezer to see if I can remedy the problem. And all I have to do is do a little telemedicine, and they'll send it directly to my door. Okay, maybe they'll send me a bigger freezer. I don't really know. I've talked about getting a, you know, like a chest freezer in this place for years and years and years and years and years. They're not expensive. It's like $1.50. For some reason, there's never been any groundswell movement on it. Every time I introduce it on the floor, it gets, you know, thrown on the side. So, you know, now that I have 4 months left here, you can go fuck yourself. So, that being said, we didn't get a Carvel cake because we can't fit it in our flipping freezer. So, BJ's, they bake their cakes, so they get cakes baked from elsewhere. So it was some sort of chocolate truffle bomb. They literally, B-O-M-B is what it was. And it looked like a giant truffle, only you cut into it. It was domed. It was delicious, I must say. I kind of steered it to her because she was looking at something else. It was delicious. I enjoyed it, you know. And we do this meal once a year, and on average, it cost us about $100. I mean, you know, there's really no other, you know. And she gets a little presents and whatnot, and we move on with life because her birthday is so close to Christmas. You know, it's just kind of anticlimactic. But she seems to be happy. She got a new fleece that's Batsy, the cat that you maybe saw if you were watching the video, likes a whole lot. He was in there most of the day, so. That was on New Year's. We didn't even turn anything on. I think we might have been watching the last couple of episodes of Vikings, which is on, I think, even though they're going to air on History, I think Prime got the first shot at them. So they put them up there, all of them up there. So I think they're like six or seven of them. Six, maybe? I'm not quite sure. Maybe even eight. We watched them all. We kind of binged on that. So it turned midnight sometime in the middle of, like, probably the last two, I guess, somewhere around there. Because we started one night, and then we started actually on Wednesday, I guess. So that series has concluded. So that's it. We didn't. I told her it's going, you know, it's only a half hour. It's like roughly, and she's like, eh, whatever. So we were up to like 6 a.m, but we knew at some point in time, because the low life scum, the scum, that live around us lit up fireworks because they look for any reason. They don't, you know, New Year's is kind of hard to miss. That's like, you know, everywhere. It's within 24 hours, it's New Year's everywhere in the United States, you know, everywhere in America. No, I should say. Let me rephrase that. Everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world. America first. Everywhere in the world. So, you know, they're right on with that. But they any holiday, any little holiday they get, any little thing they get to blow shit up, they're like in there. That's what they do. So the neighbors were blowing shit up. So we know, oh, must be midnight or thereabouts. And that's cool because, you know, I just kind of, I guess like a lot of other people, we just want New Year's to whimper away, just whimper out and go. And unfortunately, I think it's going to take a little while to get the taste of 2020 out of our mouths before 2021 hits the palate, if you understand what I'm saying. It's going to take a little while. Most people, and this was rather discouraging, most people I spoke to, and granted I don't speak to a lot of people, but I speak to enough people to make this statement. Most people I speak to are hopefully optimistic, but rather cynical in regards to this year being any better than last year. I guess we'll have to see. We're just starting to get a grip on at least with this vaccine. You know, shut the fuck up with these masks already and this, all this shit. I'm getting tired of hearing about it. Let's get this herd immunity and get it over with. Let's inoculate the old people because we want to keep the old people around for as long as possible. God damn it. And let's get herd immunity amongst the herd. Moo. And let's get the fuck on with our lives. So I think the producer got her $600. She got her $600 before me. And we're sitting here and we're like, okay, that's cool. Obviously, the $2,000 thing got shot down. I think that that's what the vandalization of Romney and McConnell and Pelosi's. And it's really funny because I think Pelosi would have been for the $2,000. I think it would be more McConnell that would be the problem there. That was the problem there. People have no idea what's going on. They, you know, even the people who are really paying attention and are interested in news, like myself, you know, a good half of the time we don't know what the fuck is going on. We obviously don't. You know, it's like, what? Really? Seriously? And then something happens, and you're like, wow, I didn't see that coming. And then there are the people who are just reactionary, and they have no clue. They have, like, zero clue, zero of the time. So, and those are the most dangerous people. Those are the ones who write, give me my money on your door. So I have to presume that this runoff in Georgia is really going to determine as to whether there are any more checks sent out to the United States citizenry. Is that a word? I'm not even sure. But, yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens there. I'm kind of like almost, you know, again, because if the Democrats manage to win in Georgia, they're going to wind up slowly undoing everything that's been done in the last 4 years. And that black dude, that Reverend Warner, whatever his name is, that guy, he sounds like he could sit there at the table with Farrakhan and not have a problem. And I'm not too cool on that. I think my nose is starting to. I'm not cool with that at all. So we'll have to hope that that dude gets knocked out, that the Reverend, and he was also big on the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Is that right? Well, I always do that. Jeremiah, whatever his fucking name is. The dude who was the hate whitey dude who was Obama's clergyman. I guess I can't think of the word. Reverend. So that's a mess. But we're going to see what's going on. They have, like, huge turnout going on in Georgia. Huge. I mean, I think they said there were, like, 3 million votes already, which is, like, really crazy. So you got to wonder if they're going to pull the same shit that they pulled in the general election. And, yes, I am still going on about that because the election was stolen. And I don't believe that that's a fucking conspiracy theory. Believe me, I dabble in conspiracy theory. I have conspiracy theory dripping out of my nose sometimes. Literally. You understand what I'm saying? And that is not a conspiracy theory. No tinfoil hat required. And that leads me to the article that I wanted to make. See, it all comes around in circles at some point in time. Who is this? This is the STL today. No, I don't want to subscribe. Go away. I want the article. Oh, and they won't give me the article because I'm not subscribed. I don't know. Understand that. Let me see. I want to get into this. Somewhere into this. Fauci is sure coronavirus will be mandatory. Okay. And institutions, federal execution. I can't find the story I'm looking for. Isn't that a pain in the ass? Well, let me put it into the thing here and see if I get anything back. It would be GOP and electoral. Yeah, okay. And that leads me back to where it was. Okay. Okay. Okay, I know what they want. I got it. I can make this happen. Okay, I got it. Took me a little while. They wanted me to take a little survey, and I always go, none of the above. A coalition of 11 Republican senators announced Saturday it will challenge the outcome of the presidential election by voting to reject electors from some states. Wait a minute. Let me read this again. A coalition, because now I'm confused. A coalition of 11 Republican senators announced Saturday it will challenge the outcome of the presidential election by voting to reject electors from some states when Congress meets next week to certify the Electoral College votes that confirmed President-elect Joe Biden won. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has urged Republicans not to try to overturn the election. Yeah. Fuck you, Mitch. Senator Josh Holloway of Missouri was the first to defy McConnell by announcing he would join House Republicans in objecting to the state tallies during Wednesday's joint session of Congress. President Donald Trump's extraordinary refusal to accept his election defeat and the effort to subvert the will of the voters has become a defining moment for Republicans as in tearing the party apart. Yeah, something needed to tear the party apart. Let me tell you, 11 senators led by Ted Cruz of Texas, yes, I voted for him in the primary, says that the vote against certain state electors, they will vote against certain state electors unless Congress appoints an electoral commission to immediately conduct an audit of the election results. They acknowledge they are unlikely to change the results of the election. Okay, but I think it's more about Assange in people's fears. I think, not for nothing, I just heard something about Julian Assange possibly being brought to the United States, extradited to the United States recently within the last couple of days. Not that he actually has been as of yet, but will be shortly. I saw that somewhere. I just want to mention that because I just got reminded of it. We intend to vote on January 6th to reject electors from disputed states as not regularly given and lawfully certified, the statutory requisite. Until that emergency 10-day audit is completed, they wrote in the statement. Okay. This would be a national audit, which is would be really kind of interesting. Hang back here. I lost my story. Where'd it go? Oh, you're killing me. I lost the story. I don't like this computer. I don't. Well, I think you get the general. Basically, what they want is which is good because I'm going to hit music in 5 minutes anyway. What they want is they want an audit. They want a national audit. Or they'll reject certain, and I presume they mean like Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, you know, those states that were highly in question. Pennsylvania, I think I mentioned it. I think I got no problem with that, not for nothing. And I think they really bunge up the process. I think it has to be unanimous. Anonymous? No, not anonymous. Unanimous. Unanimous? Unanimous. You know, that's where Vice President Pence, and he's in a tough spot. You know, Pence is in a tough spot because obviously he's the vice president of, he's Donald Trump's vice president. And Donald Trump is like, what are you doing, man? You know, you can't go certifying dudes. And he's like, well, I have to. It says so in the Constitution. So it's a tough spot for Pence to be in. I like Pence. I hope he continues his political career. I could see him as president. He's very presidential. He's very conservative as well, too. He is way more conservative than Donald Trump ever would even think to be. Which means that the lefties are lucky that Donald Trump remained president for those 4 years and hopefully the next four. Because that's right. We haven't given up. That's right. I know I haven't. And I know there are a lot of other people who haven't either. So we'll have to see. Is that over to the Fat Lady Sings? And I haven't heard any Fat Lady Singing. Any Fat Lady Singing out there? Speaking of singing, let me hit the music and I'll be back shortly.
The best music with LF Midwood.
We're cool.
On Alice. wish I could keep. Promise myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself. Somewhere, somehow, neither here nor there. Can you help me remember how to smile? Make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go.
music power.
Not just music is yours. It's talk radio with balls and big ones too.
RNI, we're your real free speech difference.
Yeah, we got the big balls. You know, so I was watching. I left the video up. I usually put up a slate when I do a set, but I wanted whoever winds up watching the video to watch me looking perplexed because I'm following this audio chain in my head, and I'm like, you know, there's a couple of few pieces here. It's not like, you know, it's not crazy, but I mean, it's a logical chain. It makes sense from the way it's wired. I'm just thinking I got a short somewhere. I'm hearing it in stereo. I literally hear it in stereo coming off of the board, but I don't think it's encoding in stereo. So whatever, I don't know why it would look, even the meters, I'm hearing it and I can see the meters on the board and reacting in stereo as they should, because it's stereo programming. But when I look at the meters on the, it's really hot. When I look at the meters on, I don't know how long that's been that hot. I haven't even looked at it. When I look at the meters on the encoder, it doesn't look so good. So I don't really know. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know what the hell is going on. Anyway, that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from Damn the Torpedoes. I think that was 79. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was 79. And prior to that, we heard from 91, we heard Runaway Train by Soul Asylum from their Gravediggers Union album. Excuse me, Grave Dancers Union album. I really liked that album when it came out. I really liked that, most of those tracks on that album. I really dug. And the first track was This Is the Drugs at Work. See, I think the drugs might have something to do with the problem with the board. You know. Anyway, the first track was Allison Road by the Gin Blossoms. I'm not sure which album that was off of, quite frankly. That song, that riff, that little guitar riff, that guitar riff in there has been haunting me for 3 months. 3 months it's been haunting me. So I had to finally work it in there somewhere when I started playing music again. It could be almost 3 months since I played music. I don't really remember. But that's the dealio as far as that set went. I do usually put a fair amount of a work into the sets, physically putting them together, you know, as far as editing goes, and thought. I give things a fair amount of thought. You know, I was discussing with the producer, there's nothing but, like, heartbreak music out there. That's the only songs that I don't know, except for, like, heavy metal and, like, punk. And even some of the punk ones you got to wonder about, and even some of the metal ones you got to wonder about. But at least those two genres are pretty solidly, you know, not in the, oh, I'm so sad because my person left me category. So, and it makes it hard to put stuff together because, you know, as far as repetition goes, of sentiment, not even so much of songs. I don't like to play the same songs twice. I've done it a couple of few times in the last 4 years. And I suppose there will come a time where I do it again, probably more often, but it'll be a long time. It'll be like another couple of few years before I even think about doing that, because I just don't like, I play so little music. There's no reason for me to be playing the same songs. When I played a lot of music, which I used to, well, that's another thing I got to be perfectly honest about. My workflow, I think this is a term they use now, my workflow is really dinged up with the audio from getting things together on my computer in the bedroom, because there's like a sequence of events that have to happen, and I don't do them well now. It's very awkward. It's awkward. You know what I mean? I'm not smooth. Very much like this radio show, quite frankly. So that being said, they're tiring. They take a lot out of me. I can't really talk about this. I can't believe I used to put, like, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 sets together, a dozen sets together, and have like a dozen sets ready to go for a show. Early on, those early shows were lots of music, but they were also like hours and hours long. I can't do that. I don't want to be doing hours long. I don't mean sitting here. I don't have the energy. I'm old. My meds are kicking the crap out of me. I got to start packing. I mean, there's so many things that I need to do. My green screen is breaking my balls. Fucking green screen. This is this stuff, man. And I'm tired. I opened the door for the cat, and I'm tired. I mean, like, tired, like, boom, tired. So two other things that you may or may not know about, and you probably don't. We watch, you know, we watch Fox. I still watch Fox sometimes because I'm a bad person, and I keep seeing this ad for this Slice app. You know, you put it on your Android device, and you can order pizza from like local pizza joints, and it's not like crazy, you know, delivery like whatchamacallit gets, like Grubhub or any of those other ones get, you know, Uber Eats. So we tried it. So we ordered two extra cheese pizzas that are large extra cheese pizzas that are hopefully waiting for me when I get done with this nonsense. I'm hungry. And I decided not to watch the Knick game live tonight so that I could work on the music. Believe it or not. Yeah, one set takes time. Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta do set. You got the jingles. Don't forget the jingles. Can't forget the jingles. Can I have some extra jingles on that pizza, please? All right. So that being said, this is like an exhausting affair. You know, maybe for someone in better shape. I'm showing my 50. You know, I don't know what I weigh right now. I'm hoping it's under 280. My gosh. But yeah, I'm feeling it. And now I got this board thing. And now I'm going to stay up, like, scratching my head, like, what's going on? I'm going to have to trace the audio path all the way through, from beginning to end. And then I'm going to have to figure out why it thinks it's in mono or in some sort of dual mono thing. It's really weird. So I got to do that this week. And the Sennheiser, the 416, came in. So I'm going to have to figure out how to mount that. So I'm going to be spending some studio time this week anyway. And it's hard getting behind that rack. It's not even on a rack. It's a stack. It'll eventually be a rack because I have a rack in mind, not on order per se, but in mind. And then everything will be screwed in, which would be great. But still, it's hard to get behind there, you know, because I can't move everything. And even once everything's racked in, it's going to be even harder. So I got to get everything right, and then I have to kind of draw a diagram because I'm probably not going to remember. And I'm not that great at diagrams. Because remember, I'm taking it apart in 4 months anyway when I move. So, but that's what's going on in my world. I mean, I'm just what's going through my noggin. I'm literally sitting there, and I hope the people who are watching the video, obviously on delay, can they'll see my I'm like, you know, deep in thought. So you know, I noticed you can see this. I got this little bump on the side of my nose that's been there since birth. It's like my birth witch bump or something. I've been chased out of villages because of it. I notice its prominence, or at least it's prominent to me when I'm doing the video. That's how good the video is. I can see it. Yeah. I suppose it's not appropriate to call it a witch bump anymore, considering I'm a follower of Jesus, but old ways die hard, I guess, wouldn't you say? So that's all that's going on. I mean, I can't, I got nothing for you. I pulled that last 45 out of my butt. Let's see, I'll open this up again. Court of Appeals Court of Appeals dismisses Gohmer case asking Pence to interfere in electoral case. So I guess he won't be doing that. On parlay, talk of civil war, follow Ted. Oh, this is interesting. On parlay. Yeah, you should head over to parlay. I'm popping at PBAT. You should head over to Parlay because it's a good social media platform. They finally got a dark thingy going on, which to me, I ain't going anywhere near you. If you don't have a dark mode, if you're not considerate enough to deal with people who just don't want to deal with the light, then that's fine. But why can't I get this to do what I want it to do? It doesn't want everywhere I go, it tells me I can't watch. Parlay to, I would really like this article. Why can't I have this article? Okay, you only have. Oh, wait, I get it. I see. Okay, talk of civil war broke out. Saturday, I'm going to read the article. Talk of civil war broke out on Parlay, the free speech, and I like it's in quotes, free speech, social media platform, after a group of GOP senators led by Ted Cruz announced plans to change the results of the 2020 presidential election. The coalition of 11 Republican senators on Saturday announced its intent to oppose the Electoral College certification of President-elect Joe Biden's win on January 6th, unless a 10-day audit of the results is conducted. The group includes Cruz of Texas, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, James Lankford of Oklahoma, Steve Daines of Montana, John Kennedy of Louisiana, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, and Mike Braun of Indiana. Senators-elect Tommy Tuber of Alabama, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Bill Hegarty of Tennessee, and Cynthia Lomas of Wyoming are also part of the movement. Okay. One of the one pro president parlay user appeared to praise the move, writing, "January 6th, we will defend our victory and take our country back." I love the sentiment. You know what I mean? It's the bumper sticker stuff really bugs me sometimes. But anyway, yes, we want civil war. The Dems chose not to play by any rules. Then why should we? The user added in a screenshot taken by Parlay Takes. I guess that's the screen thingy for Parlay. I never really messed with it enough to have to worry about it. Meaning I repost, I put my show post up, and then I'm pretty much done. The group of Republican senators called for an electoral commission to be created to conduct an investigation into the election in disputed states where Biden won. Right. See, once completed, individual states will evaluate the commission's finding and could convene a special legislative session. Killing those S's, to certify a change of their vote, if needed, they said in a statement. We intend to vote on January 6th, reject the electors from the disputed states as not regularly given or lawfully certified, unless and until that emergency 10-day audit is completed. So that's interesting. The 11 Republicans joined Josh Hawley of Missouri, who was the first U.S. Senator to announce he would object to Electoral College vote certification. Republican leadership opposes the movement, but Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell does not intend to stop it. Hell yeah, we want to go in with lethal force and clean the House. Of course we want a bloodbath if Trump is cheated it with a fraudulent vote, one Parlay user wrote. Another remark, the left wants to destroy America and we want to preserve it. And MAGA, who wants civil war again? We will finish a civil war in a week. Democrats are all pussies without weapons, another added, which is actually kind of funny. There's more to the article. Let's see. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania joined their Democratic colleagues on Capitol Hill in condemning the GOP effort to challenge election results. I will vote to affirm the 2020 presidential election, Murkowski said in a statement. The courts and the state legislatures have all honored their duty to hear legal allegations and have found nothing to warrant overhauling the results. I urge my colleagues from both parties to recognize this and to join me in maintaining confidence in the Electoral College in our elections. Toomey said the effort by Senator Hawley and Cruz and others to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in swing states like Pennsylvania directly undermines the right of the people to elect their own leaders. The group of GOP senators announcement comes 4 days after Enrico Tarre, chairman of the Proud Boys, said the far-right group will attend pro-Trump rallies in Washington, D.C. to protect the certification of the Electoral College votes for Biden on January 6th. We might all dress in black for the occasion, Tarre said in the post. The night calls for a black tie event. There will be pro-Trump rallies on the sixth as well in D.C. So I guess it coincides. Now that I think about it, it coincides with the voting. You know, with the certification vote. So that's interesting. I guess we'll have to. It'll be big news one way or another. I just think a little bit here and a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there and then all of a sudden you've rigged an election. And I just, you know, the biggest thing over and over in my head, in my tiny little primate brain, over and over and over and over again is how could Joe Biden have gotten more votes than Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton? How is that possible? How is that possible unless somehow there were votes added? Now including extra votes. Election 2020, now including 20% more extra votes. You know, I'm not ready to give up on this one. I'm not. And now not only am I concerned, obviously, about what happened on November 3rd, but now I have to worry about January 6th and the way it goes in with those runoff votes in Georgia. Because, again, if the Democrats get control of the House and the Senate and the White House, they already have the House, that would be just that much more easier for them to undo everything. All the progress. That's my idea of progress. All the progress that's been made in the, I'm burping here. In the last, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before I went live because I didn't want to fall down. I get like that sometimes. I think I have a lot of lows with the diabetes in it. I'm not aware of it. You know, I attribute it to the pills and, to my meds. I think it's a combination of the meds and lows that really make me feel not so great. I've had that conversation a couple of few times in the last few, the week or so about not feeling great because of my meds. But you do what you got to do. I mean, like I said, it's the rest of my life. That's the part that bothers me the most. I don't want to get into a thing on it because I want to get out of here and eat some pizza. But that's what it's not only feeling bad on any given day. It's knowing that this is really the rest of your life is now medically controlled. The pharmaceutical companies have their finger up your butt for the rest of your life. And the extra added bonus to that is that you don't even get to feel better. You know, if I wonder how much worse I would feel without the big pharma running through my system is what I wonder. That leads me to think about the COVID vaccine, the various vaccines, and that's a whole other ball of wax, as they say, but I will say I am somewhat suspicious at this point in time. And we'll leave it at that. I think that warrants a much more larger time frame. A larger allotment of time to discuss. That's what I meant to say. I don't know what it sounded like the first time, though. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here, and let me see. I'm going to play a little Billy Bragg for you, and then I'm going to hit the road. So I'll be back here next week, hopefully figuring out what's going on with that channel. It's driving me a little crazy now. It's a little ghost in the machine that I have to figure out. And I'll be back with a 90-minute show with one set of music. I know for those of you can take that 15 minutes, go get a sandwich or whatever the hell it is you do. And dare I say, I'm looking forward to it. So a lot will have transpired by that time. So again, thanks for tuning in. Let me give the plugs real quick. Head over to the Midwood Files. It's lfmidwood.com, and you'll see there's an 11L RNI on the top of there. That takes you to John Lightning site where you can immerse yourself in John Lightning and or Big Steve Cole and or Dave the Boogeyman archives. Archives galore, and there's lots of other fun stuff and goodies up there to my recollection. You head all the way over to the right, and you'll see our good friend Brad Reed over there at Grits Radio. Thank you, Brad, for running the program. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it, right, Brad? Anyway, that being said, let me get the hell out of here. I'm hungry. I think I might be having a low blood sugar, and I wouldn't want to pass out in front of y'all. So anyway, talk to you soon. Bye, y'all. And where's the song? There it is.
She said it was just a figment of speech. And I said, you mean figure? And she said, no, figment. Because she could never imagine it happening. But it did. When we first met, I played the shy boy. And when she spoke to me for the first time, my nose began to bleed. She guessed the rest. The next day, we went on a bus ride to the ferry. And when nobody came to collect our fares, well, I knew then this was something special. I couldn't stop thinking about her, and every time I switched on the radio, there was somebody else singing a song about the two of us. It was just like being on a fast ride at a fun fair. The sort you want to get off because it's scary, and then as soon as you're off, you want to get straight back on again. But our love is strange, and you have to learn to take the crunchy with the smooth, I suppose. She'd be began going out with Mr. Potato Head. It was when I saw her in the car park with his coat around her shoulders that I realised. I went home and thought about the two of them together until the bathwater went cold around me. I thought about her eyes and the curve of her breasts and about the point where their bodies met. I confronted her about it. I said, I'm the most illegible bachelor in town. And she said, yeah, that's why I can never understand any of those silly letters you send me. And then one day it happened. She cut her hair and I stopped loving her.
Been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.